Hello, this is Pastor Cal Hampton. I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to listen to our Second Mile podcast. It is my prayer that the Spirit of God might just enliven your spirit so that you might get a word from heaven today. And as always, you have an invite to come and worship with us down here at Second Mile Church on 804 Riverside Drive in Clarksville. May the Lord bless you. Thank you.
Let us pray. Holy, holy Heavenly Father, we come to you today with thankful hearts for all the blessings you bestowed on us that we're not worthy of. And thank you. Thank you so much for Jesus Christ, your Son, that you sent to us, Lord. And thank you for the Ghost, the Holy Ghost, Spirit. And we ask that you send it down today, please, Lord. But before you send it, please work on our hearts. Open them up. Open them wide. Work on our eyes and let us see you. Our ears and let us hear you. And let us listen. And let us take your word and your gospel and spread it to our families, our community, our work, the ball games. It's all about Jesus. Please lay it on our hearts and bless us today in our worship service, Lord, and make it all about Jesus. Every single one of us, not as just a group, but individually, Lord, please work on us and bless us. And thank you so much for all the blessings that you've given us. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, brother. Just want to echo what Lauren said. You don't want to miss Tuesday night. Thanksgiving week, we always do Wednesday on Tuesday, and we want this to be a very special Thanksgiving service Tuesday night, and it won't be special if you're not here. Look at your neighbor and say, you're special. 6 o'clock Tuesday night. I'm stealing some of Mike Rainey's thunder here, but just be here. You're going to hear fabulous testimonies. We're going to have probably some soloists. There'll be some singing and some great music, but I'm just looking forward to Tuesday night and to all that God wants to do. So y'all put that on your schedule, okay? Okay? All right. Let's stand as we honor the reading of God's Word. I want to talk to you this morning about the truth about gratitude. The truth concerning gratitude. We're in Luke chapter 17, and I'll just read verses 11 through 13, and then we'll, as we move through the message, we'll read the rest of this passage. The truth concerning gratitude. Luke 17, verse 11. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
If you're not, get there. All right, verse 11. Now it happened as he, who is he? Jesus went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Father, make this passage of Scripture real to our hearts today. Oh God, teach us about praise, thanksgiving, and gratitude. Pour it into our hearts today. Give us this tremendous lesson. We ask it in the name that's above every other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. Thanksgiving is probably, well, it's not probably, it's my favorite holiday. And it's become kind of, rather than just a day of Thanksgiving and praise, it's become a lot more than that. Thursday, you'll probably be sitting around a table with some family and friends enjoying turkey and dressing and all the fixings. And some of you all will probably turn it on a little bit early on Thursday morning and watch the Macy's Day Parade. And then, of course, now they've got NFL football games all day long. And so Thanksgiving Day has become just a great holiday, but it's, I wonder how often do we really stop on Thanksgiving week and Thanksgiving Day to give God praise and gratitude. Let me just give you a quick history of Thanksgiving. September the 16th of 1620, some men and women called pilgrims left Europe, England, and came over to this country, to the New World, and on a ship called the Mayflower. And on their way over here, they drew up a document called the Mayflower Compact. And everybody on the ship signed this document. And here's what it said. Part of it said this: we are sailing to the New World in order to establish a new colony for the glory of God and the advancement of the Christian faith. That's what that document says. And then that first winter, 51 out of 103 pilgrims died. But in the fall of 1621, after their first harvest, the governor, William Bradford, declared a day of thanksgiving and praise. And then later, Abraham Lincoln declared that the fourth Thursday of November would be a national holiday called Thanksgiving. There you go. That's the history of Thanksgiving. And so this week, this coming Thursday, as you gather around a table, let's lift up Jesus and be thankful and be grateful and just list your blessings. I'll tell you, when you've got an attitude of gratitude, we won't be quite so sour. Amen? Amen. Look at your neighbor and just smile. Now, that didn't help you, but it sure helped your neighbor. Amen. And so the Lord Jesus used an event in his life to teach us a lesson about God. He's on his way to Jerusalem, and he's passing through Samaria and Galilee. And he encounters 10 men that would really present a great, one of life's greatest lessons about Thanksgiving. So the first thing we see happening in the verses that I've read is a cry for mercy. And that cry of those 10 men for mercy was heard by none other than the Lord Jesus. And so he's passing through this village, and all of a sudden he hears the cry of 10 unclean men, men who had leprosy. And the Bible says they stood afar off. Mosaic law said that you couldn't get within six feet of anyone who had leprosy. And if the wind was blowing, the law said you had to stay at least 50 feet away. And if someone, and you were a leper, you had leprosy, and someone was approaching you, you had to shout, "Unclean! Unclean! Unclean!" Lepers had it rough. They were separated and isolated from family and friends and co-workers and neighbors. They had open, oozing, running sores on their body. And the odor was nauseating. Their facial features would really get disfigured. Appendages would fall off. Sometimes their feet were nothing more than just bandaged stumps. And the Bible says that when Jesus was passing by, these 10 men cried out for mercy because they were standing afar off. How many of you know that we were once standing afar off? We had spiritual leprosy, if you will. And we were all separated and isolated from God. We were without forgiveness of our sin. We were without peace and purpose and meaning in our lives. We too were standing afar off. But did you see what these men did? They cried out for mercy. They wanted to live. They wanted to have what life had to offer. And when they heard that Jesus was coming through a certain village, I believe it was their village, they began to cry out for mercy. And folks, that's exactly what these men needed. They needed mercy. Amen. You know what your Bible says? That we can come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy and to find grace to help us in our time of need. I wonder this morning, is there anybody sitting by the side of the road spiritually? You've been beaten up. You've been isolated. You're lonely. You've got stuff going on in your life and it's like nobody cares and nobody knows about it. Let me tell you, Jesus is the merciful one. And if you will cry out to him, he will hear your cry. I love that old song that we used to sing several years ago. You know, anything that I've done was several years ago, right? Mercy came a-running like a prisoner set free, past all my failures to the point of my need. When I could not find mercy, mercy found me. Whatever your need is today, if you'll cry out for mercy, God will hear and come running. Isn't that something to be thankful for? Hallelujah. Here's the second truth in this passage of Scripture. There was a command that had to be obeyed. Jesus gave these 10 men a command to obey, and they followed it. Watch, look at verse 14. So when he saw them, he said to them, go show yourselves to the priests. There's the command, go show yourself to the priest. And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. Now, Jesus required some obedience from these 10 men. Oh yeah, he wanted to heal them. He wanted to cleanse them. But obedience was first required. And the obedience that he was calling for would have to operate in faith. Is anybody with me this morning? Yes. Obedience, oftentimes, well, Mosaic law said that if you had leprosy and you felt like that you had been cleansed and healed, you had to go to the priest. And only the priest could declare that you could return back to your community, that you had been made whole, that you had been healed. And before God healed them, these men, all 10 of them, stepped out in faith and began to go to the where the priest was. That was before they were healed, right? So obedience is always required. And it took faith for these men to act in obedience. And by the way, sometimes God's going to call you to obey, and it's going to take faith. By the way, you don't know how much faith you've got, or even if you've got any faith, until God requires something out of you. Hallelujah. But now watch what happened. It said there in verse 14, and so it was as they went, they were cleansed, healed. And I want to tell you, if Jesus touches you, you get healed. If Jesus touches you, you'll get made whole. If Jesus touches you, you'll be cleansed. You'll be made right with God. And so as they were walking in obedience and faith, all of a sudden a miracle took place and the blessing of God fell on. Obedience brings blessing, brothers and sisters. Disobedience brings curses. Which one would you rather have, blessing or curses? I can tell by looking at you, most of you would rather have blessing. And when we're obedient to God's commands, God, his very nature causes him to bless us. And on the other hand, if we're not obeying the scriptures, we open our lives up not for blessing, but for something negative. Can I put it like that? But if you're here today, I've come here today to tell you, miracles still happen. God has not changed. And whatever the miracle is that you need in your life, if you'll just simply obey what God tells you to do in his word, eventually he's going to bless you. And whatever it is that's causing the trouble, he'll help you to walk in that trouble. And he'll not isolate you from trouble, but he will insulate you in trouble. Oh, that's a good word for somebody. Is the righteous right over here? Y'all good this morning?
Yeah.
All right. Is that something we ought to be thankful for?
Yes.
When we obey God's word, we get to claim his promises and we receive blessing? Yeah. So I don't know what's going on in your life, all of you, but I want to tell you something God does. And if you'll operate in faith, Hallelujah. He'll move and he will bless. I heard somebody say one time, of course it was a preacher, and we were talking about all the stuff, this negative stuff going on in our nation and in our world. And you know what Brother Jeff said? He said, "I don't know about you, man, but I'm too blessed to be stressed." That's what obedience does for you. Brings the blessing of God upon your life. Some of you know what I'm talking about. Let's be thankful this Thanksgiving for the blessings of Almighty God. And we could roll with that for a minute, but here's what I really wanted to get to this morning. Our call to gratitude should be expressed. There's a call for gratitude, a call for thanksgiving. Look, watch this. Look at verse 15. And one of them, who is them? I always wanted to know who they was. Yeah, the lepers. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God. I said, with a loud voice, glorified. These folks could not have been Baptist. With a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him, the Lord Jesus, thanks. And then the scripture adds, and he was a Samaritan. That's significant. I'll come back to it. So Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Were there not any, excuse me, were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well. Brother Baptist, Sister Baptist, it's okay to clap in church. Hallelujah. It's okay to praise God. As a matter of fact, the Bible says he inhabits the praise of his people. Bible says if you don't praise him, he's going to make those rocks cry out and praise him. How'd you like to be, you know, somebody to be going through your neighborhood and all of a sudden the rocks are crying out? You know what that says? You're not crying out in praise to him. So let's take a look at this last point here. Now, Get the picture here. All 10 of these lepers were healed. All 10 of them. They were all healed physically. And they'd been down to the priest, and the priest had declared that they were whole, and they're all amazed. They begin to hug one another. I'm reading between the lines using my sanctified imagination. I'm sure one of them said, you know, Jody, I hadn't seen my wife in over a year. I think I'm going to go home and kiss my bride. And I'm sure another one said, you know, man, I had a baby boy born this year. And I hadn't even seen my baby son. I'm out of here. Maybe there was a third one, Mike, that said, you know, I hadn't been to work in over a year. I wonder if I still got a job. And boom, he's gone to talk to his employer. But there was one man who had been healed. And he went through hell and high water to go find Jesus. And when he found him, did you notice what he did? He can't stop shouting glory to God. He's giving God praise. And he falls at his feet and begins to worship and praise and honor the Lord. He was once afar off, and now he's at the feet of Jesus. He was once afar off, and now he's at the feet of Jesus. Glory to God. Isn't that your story? If you're saved, that's your story. That's your testimony. You were once far off from God, separated, dead in trespasses and sin. And God reached down, heard your cry of mercy, and lifted you up and set your feet on solid rock and began to pour out love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control in your life. And now you've got peace, you've got purpose, your life has meaning. Somebody give God praise in here today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes we'll cry out to God for mercy and we'll keep walking in faith and then God will bless us. And we do like the nine and run off and fail to give him praise and glory. Now, I also noticed this one leper, he was a Samaritan. They were looked down on by the Jewish faith because they're half Jew and half Gentile. Y'all know what we would call it, right? And yet he's the one who went back and couldn't stop praising God. And notice, he not only received physical healing, he received spiritual healing. The other nine didn't get that. They got physically healed. Listen to what Jesus said. Arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well. Whoo! A call for gratitude. A call for gratitude. I want to tell you, brothers and sisters, we're the most blessed people on the planet. Are we the most thankful? Are we? Well, you just don't know what's going on in my life, Brother Cal. You are wealthy beyond description according to everybody else on the planet. Man, we've got a beautiful... did you step outside early this morning? How cold was it? Cold. This is before the sun came up. It was cold. Where are we now? We're in a nice, warm sanctuary. We got the lights on. You got, hallelujah, you got your clothes on. You've had a bath. You've cleaned up. You're here to worship God. Who's sitting beside you? Loved ones, friends, family. You're in the house of God today. And you're going, I guarantee you, I don't know where you're going or what you're going to be having, but all y'all going to eat lunch. And then you're going to go home and God blesses this. You're going to have a Sunday afternoon nap. And you're going to rest from your labors. By the way, that's what Sundays are all about. Rest from your labors and worship of God. That's it. I just want to give God praise. He's been so good to me. I don't deserve to be where I'm at. I don't deserve to be your pastor. I don't deserve any of that. But God has a great sense of humor. And he allows me to do what I do. He's given me a wonderful family. Somebody told me, I think it was Rick this morning, said, 40-year anniversary? He said, she must have been 12 when you married her. I'll agree with that. I've got three great kids, three Cracker Jack grandchildren. I've got a great church family. Man, we live in Clarksville, Tennessee. And if you don't like it here, you don't realize we live in a great town, a great city. And if you don't like it here, help us do it better. Amen. We're blessed. So, so blessed. The psalmist had it right. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And that is what my family's going to do this Thursday. And that's what we're going to do up in here on Tuesday night. So I hope this Thanksgiving is more than parades and parties and football games and turkeys stuffed with dressing. The Lord Jesus is still asking, where are the nine? Is there not anyone who will give God glory? Would you bow your head with me? We're going to open up this altar. We're about to have the Lord's Supper here. And in order to do what we need to do, I want to give you an opportunity to come to an old-fashioned altar and ask God for what it is that's on your heart and on your mind. Or maybe you just want to simply come and give God thanks for something he's done and is doing in your life. And by all means, you can't really praise and thank God if you're not one of his children. Because the only prayer and praise that he hears is of those who are his. Maybe you need to cry out to God for salvation today. We'll help you do that if you'll just come. Whatever it is. I want to pray for us, and then you do what you need to do. Father, I lift up my friends that are here this morning. Some of us are hurting. Some of us are struggling. Some of us need salvation. And God, together, we just want to cry out for mercy. And then there are others that are here, God, and they're being disobedient. I believe there's people here that you're calling to the ministry, some full-time, some part-time. But I pray even now, as there were kids up in Pigeon Forge in Gatlinburg this weekend that responded to the call of ministry. We need to be obedient in some area of our life. And now's the time. And maybe there are others here, and you just want to come bless the Lord. Father, thank you. As we sit down at this table to make things right with you, we're thankful for the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah for him. In your name we pray, amen. Andrew's going to lead us. You all stand. The altar is open this Thanksgiving. You come, whatever it is.
This is Pastor Cal again. I hope you enjoyed the message. If you'd like to talk to me or another pastor, about some issue that you may have, a question you might have, you're free to call 931-332-6288.